I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. Today on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're talking about golf. But before we get there, we need to meet our guest. That's Diana Patton.
I am a social justice advocate, diversity, equity, and inclusion expert, speaker, and author. And I am the CEO of my own company, where I help professional women overcome challenges to activate their voice and use it to advocate for themselves and for others. And I also work with organizations and schools.
So what does a diversity, equity, and inclusion expert have to do with golf? Well, for our city of Toledo, it has to do with Solheim.
The Solheim Cup is a global golf event that is held every 2 years between Europe and in the United States.
It's kind of like the Olympics of women's golf. This biannual transatlantic team match play competition features the best U.S.-born players from the Ladies Professional Golf Association, the LPGA, and the best European members from the Ladies European Tour, the LET. A new city is picked to host every Solheim, and this year, it's coming to Toledo.
They have been working, they and their steering committee, have been working for several years to bring Solheim Cup to the city of Toledo. And that's the reason why, if you're driving downtown and you're upset because there's so much construction, so much work being done, a lot of folks are preparing for the Solheim Cup.
Diana is preparing as well. When she said they, she meant Meg Reznor, who helped bring this event to Toledo, pulling Diana along with her, asking her to join the Women for Solheim committee.
And she said, we really should work on creating the Solheim Cup, developing this as an avenue for belonging, diversity, equity, inclusion. We got a very diverse group of women together, and we created our foundation mission, which is a collaboration of diverse women in the greater Toledo community who are committed to creating and implementing inclusive and equitable opportunities and experiences during the Solheim Cup. Our purpose emphasizes a culture of belonging and passion for everyone's contributions to country while experiencing the wonder and magic of this unique golf experience. So we're dedicated to making certain that our marketing, visuals, spectators, volunteers, and fan experiences reflect this mission.
The Women for Solheim Committee came from a place of honest observation. When looking into the world of golf, whether we're talking about the spectators, the athletes, the commentators, the individuals who own the club, we often don't see a diverse culture.
Traditionally, we've seen most golf institutions, clubs, run by white men. The steering committee that is made up of the Solheim Cup is predominantly white. There weren't people of color. And Meg noticed that and said, whoa, we need to change this landscape if we're planning on making this a City of Toledo thing. So our goal is to make certain that we are in the City of Toledo, that this is an actual City of Toledo experience. And so Meg I continuously want to give Meg Reznor lots of props, lots of, you know, applause, because she is the one who really thought of this. And I'm simply here helping her live out the mission that she had dreamed up for this.
But how do you persuade an institution and also a set of volunteers to be diverse? After all, they are volunteers, meaning that they are volunteering their time and their interest. If the sport isn't diverse, how do you make the volunteers diverse?
So we on the committee, our obligation is to talk to the organizations and or people who will be volunteering to, you know, talk to them about it, encourage them to volunteer. We're also, some people can't afford to volunteer because it's, you know, $175, and then $100 as a student. So we have to talk to organizations and encourage them perhaps to want to sponsor a volunteer. We also want to sponsor people, organizations to have people sit in the seats at the Women's Summit who may not normally go to that. So those, so when we talk about the women for Solheim effort, that's specifically with the golf experience, right? So this is a one-time event that will be happening in Toledo, but then we hope that this spreads to other Solheims. But we're not going to stop there, right? So there's efforts that need to be had within a lot of these private, you know, institutions like Inverness, you know, who is a private club. But we're going to ask them, look around, hey, see if you have a diverse board, a diverse steering committee. It doesn't stop there for me because this is my work. This is what I do full time. So it's, I live it, breathe it. I have experiences in it, being a former corporate executive myself at Dana Corporation and Owens Corning. So it's kind of my life. But the people that are on the Women for Solheim committee, that's their lives too. We're certainly enhancing the Women for Solheim experience, but it's going to go beyond that.
So Diana has her work cut out for her as she looks into the next week of the Solheim experience, but also the future of these institutions within Toledo. For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.